Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show. Presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here. Oh, I should, let's see, James, I should probably give you Jared's phone number. I don't know if he's called or not, but we'll get to him. We are here at Triple Crown Dentistry as we roll along here. I do want to get, we had a couple calls wait through the break, so I want to get them, and then maybe we'll get to Jared, because I know we got a couple of people that did wait through the break. So Joe is on line one. Joe, welcome to 93 on the Ville, ESPN 680. They have Joe, is it, or Joe Locke, it says. I don't know. Hello?
Yes. Yes, Joe Locke. Hey, you know what?
Oh,
man?
Yo Locke. Oh, gosh, play. It's been forever. Okay, all right, Yo Locke. All right, that's been a long time.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's been a minute. You know, it pains me what I'm about to say, you know, because, you know, Kenny Payne, we wanted the best for Kenny Payne. And hopefully, you know, he can turn it around, you know, next year or something. But seeing that, you know, he came in and, you know, he might have been trying to recruit other players or something to make the team better, bring some players, you know, here. But it seems like he didn't do that, or for whatever reason it wasn't working. He recruited an all-star staff with, you know, our beloved Derek Smith's son, you know, Nolan Smith and Danny Manning. You know, each of them won national champions along with itself. But it hasn't – when is it going to start paying off? So right. It pains me to say, you know, because it seems as if there was no urgency. He didn't understand the situation fully. You know, watch this. It might have been that just in case they might, you know, because we didn't know what the ruling was going to be. You know, we might have got the death penalty or whatever. He might have not wanted recruited for that. I don't know, but because he didn't do that, my opinion, and what I've seen so far, because listen, watch this, Drew. The fan base is hurt. I hope you lose every game.
You're at that point. Uh-oh, we're already at the one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
You know what, Drew? Listen, before the season, well, after the Lenore Ryan loss, we seen the writing on the wall already. We said, uh-oh, we looked at the schedule. If they win three games, they're lucky. I don't think we're going to win a game. And it pains me that it's Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne is the coach. That's why we're hurt. It's one of our own. We're hurt. And we're hurt that he didn't do enough as a fan base to understand the situation. We're University of Louisville. We're being laughed at right now. And it's almost like this, Drew. How dare you come down here and don't do for us what you've done with the other universities in their winning program, in their history. How come you don't have that same urgency to do that for us? How dare you come here and not bring no recruits, nobody? How dare you not do your due diligence? And you know you're sitting there like this isn't. We're in a state of emergency with our basketball program. It's a state of emergency. And for that, and because you have a I don't give a damn attitude, listen, because you're not putting the players in the best situations to succeed, forget your system. We don't even know what it looks like. Do a damn zone or something. Do something different. Put the players in the best situation. You know what? For this game, let's just do something. But your system ain't working. Not with these kids. So if you want to be
now, the only thing I'll disagree with, I think he wants to win. I don't think he's quit on it. I think he is beyond frustrated. He has got to be miserable right now. As a guy who played here, as a guy who's getting his coaching break here at Louisville, of all the former players that were behind him, he's miserable. He's got to be miserable. Miserable.
No, don't get me wrong, Drew. That's what I stopped short of saying. I would never say Kenny Payne don't want to win. Of course he wants to win. The coaching staff wants to win. The players, the university, you know, the whole city. We want the University of Louisville to succeed. But it seems to me he's not something is off, Drew.
Yeah.
Where's the urgency is what I'm saying. He's not, man, you got to sit somebody. I don't give a damn. Could you right now with the way his system is, could he bring his system to Iroquois Park?
I don't know what the system is.
That players 5-on-5.
That's kind of the thing. I don't know what the system is. I don't know what
exactly
the goal is.
That's like what frustrates us, Drew.
You know, and I think like you know somebody comes in football.
What it's going to look like if it's rolling. You know, I don't know what your system is.
Somebody comes in football. They're a passing coach. They're a running coach. They're whatever. Defensively, they're pressure. They're not. They're, you know, even though we hated the pack line, we knew that the plan was.
Yeah,
and we knew Virginia was like the model of how you can run it.
We were great. We were going to get defensive rebounds. Nobody was going to offensive rebound on Louisville while Chris Mack was here. I mean, that still held up.
Yo, Locke, you can't be such a stranger, man.
Come back.
Appreciate it, man.
Always. I promise I'll call him more often, man. Y'all have a good morning.
All right, yo. Yeah, because he used to call in Lachlan and go, yo, Locke. So that's why his name is Yo, Locke.
I love that.
There you go. I don't know if Jared remembers. I don't know if he was a caller in this version of the show or the other one, but Jared is on the line with us. It's been too long since we talked to you, but we've had such bad basketball losses. We've said, well, we just can't go off script, but we're just going to keep ignoring you after Tuesday games. Otherwise, we keep this up because I don't see a lot of wins, Jared. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was actually surprised that the score was as close as it was last night. I mean, it looked like it was trending into an all-time beatdown, probably, I don't know, somewhere in the second half, and somehow they didn't, you know, the score didn't look so horrible on the bottom of the screen during the Predators game after I flipped it off. So at least I feel a little bit better about that. But boy, man, I tell you.
It's a low bar.
We stink. I mean, there's no way around it. We stink.
And I don't know. I mean, Mark and I are talking about. I can't do 3 months of They Stink Radio. I've never done that. I don't know how to do that. I've been doing this 20-some years. I don't know how to come in every day and go, all right, they stink. How are we going to talk about this? I mean, I could do They Stink, but they've got a plan and they're getting better. They stink, but there's help on the way. They stink, but, you know, I don't see anything. I don't see elements where I go, okay, I can see that.
So, I mean, it's not fun to do They Stink Radio for 3 or 4 months. I mean, the biggest thing is, at least in Louisville, like, you know, there's a huge gossip network where, like, in Nashville, if you even speculate anything, everybody that works in the local press gets mad about that. But in Louisville, you know, there's always, like, this article that so-and-so source close to this said that. So there's always that kind of stuff. I mean, last year you had to do They Stink Radio, and it was all about, like, you know, what coaches should they get or who should they talk to or whatever. But what I would say is this. I would say the one thing that I'm holding on to, and I watched Kenny Payne's press conference last night in which he vowed to get it turned around and he was going to stand up and turn this program around and all those things, and I hope he's right. But the one thing that I truly believe in is about 5 or 6 years ago when Vanderbilt and Kevin Stallings separated, Mike Pratt called me, and Mike Pratt went to the wall for Kenny Payne. And this was 5 or 6 years ago. And there are very few people in college basketball that I know who I respect more than Mike Pratt. I don't even know if there's anybody that I respected more than I respected Mike Pratt. So as bad as it is right now, there's something that I keep thinking about, that there's something Mike Pratt saw at that time. I don't think it was just, you know, Mike Pratt was, doing the Kentucky games and he was friends with Kenny and he wanted to help his friend out. I don't think that's how Mike Pratt operated. And so that's the one thing I'm holding on to hope about this thing getting turned around at some point, because, I mean, the losing, like, we thought that we were getting past that. And the thing that bothers me is, I said this when they hired Kenny Payne, which was, the idea of us winning the national championship right away or anything, I don't expect. But I figured with Kenny Payne as the coach, we would always at least have good players. We would always at least be able to recruit. And right now, clearly, we did not do a very good job. And in the era of the transfer portal, as Lincoln Riley is showing with USC football, I'm not sure that the excuse of, well, I need time to turn my program around, is really all that fair. So that being said, I keep holding on to what Mike Pratt, told me years ago and his belief in Kenny Payne. That's really all I got right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people in basketball had that feeling. I mean, I don't think Josh goes out and hires a guy where he doesn't talk to 10 people like Mike, not necessarily Mike Pratt himself, but a lot of people like that when he doesn't get the feedback. I don't know. And sometimes, I mean, look, Tom Jurich, will go to his grave saying that Steve Kragthorpe should have worked, that he did all the same processes, talked to all the same people, got all the same feedback on Kragthorpe that he got on all his other successful hires. And it just wasn't successful because it wasn't a fit. And you don't know that until you get in there. It's hard to imagine a guy who played here is not a fit. But, man, it just doesn't look like it right now.
Well, Scott Frost wasn't a fit at Nebraska. So that's how I feel about coaching in general is, if the guy who made UCF a legitimate national title argument, if that guy goes to Nebraska where he's an alum and it was an unmitigated disaster, it's almost impossible to know if he's coaching, if it's going to work out or not. But on the Kenny Payne front, in this era of the transfer portal, how could they not get more players this offseason? Like, it's not like we didn't know the team stunk last year. We knew they were terrible. And this is the transfer portal era. This is free agency. This isn't, I need years to get my thing turned around. And that's what I keep looking at. And it's not like the coaching staff. It's not like Kenny Payne, who's been out of college basketball for a couple of years, as this whole era of transfer portal NIL has changed things. It's not like Danny Manning doesn't know how to recruit in college basketball, doesn't know what you need to win in college basketball. It's not like Nolan Smith wasn't part of a team that just went to the Final Four last year and knows how it works in college basketball, albeit it is a little different at Duke than it is in the rest of, the way that they treat it, a little different. But I don't understand how, we don't have any guards. I don't know how that happened.
And yet they don't go inside that often. That's the most stunning part of this. I mean, you thought all year, okay, they're going to be a bad matchup with some teams because of they don't have many guards. But they're also, on the other hand, you would think, other teams might be a bad matchup against them because they are so tall and they have so many front court players. And those front court players aren't really – I mean, Huntley Hatfield is actually pretty – I think he's actually pretty good, he doesn't look like he's – you look up and you're like, I didn't have a good game. He's got 10 points, 10 rebounds, But Sidney Curry is the invisible man. He gets the ball knocked out of his hands by, 5'11" guards sometimes. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so, I don't know, man. I don't know how – Kenny needs a He needs a win, but he needs to show people a plan, and that's the thing. There's, you know, I just don't see the plan.
I just keep going back to the fact that Mike Pratt, off the record, you know, it's one thing when it's on the record and, yeah, you know, everybody knows what you think or whatever, but behind the scenes, Mike Pratt freaking totally believed in Kenny Payne. And, you know, that is something that I can't get over. Like, I can't just look at a month of basketball and say, yep, stinks, needs to go, goodbye, or whatever, because I know Mike Pratt knows basketball, and I know he believes in Kenny Payne. And
but
so
there are people that know football. There are people that know basketball that make terrible hires all the time, you know?
I know. Look, I'm not telling you that you once told me about something that if it was I'm rooting for you, I think it was I'm rooting for you, but I'm betting against you. I'm not saying I'm betting my mortgage on Kenny Payne.
Everybody is in this town is making money. The amount of money people have made in this town off this team, though, is the only.
I'm increasing my bet every single game, Jared.
To betting for Kenny Payne?
No, against. On a game by game basis.
No. I guess I'm not betting my house on Kenny Payne, but I am holding hope to the fact that, you know, again, Mike Pratt really, really believed in Kenny Payne. And so that still means something to me. It's been 1 month. But, boy, it's been bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, finally they got football a little figured out. And they get football a little figured out. They beat Wake Forest. And then they turn around and lose an exhibition game to Lenoir Ryan. And it's like, can it just ever go right for us anymore?
I know.
That's the hard part.
Jared with us down there in Nashville. We're going to, after you, we're going to talk with Jeff Walls. By their standards, they're down. They're ranked 18th. They've got a top five matchup tonight. I don't know. You know, maybe people will, you know, get around to rooting for them.
Well, I think people already do root for them, but I would agree with you. And I would say that, you know, look, when I was there, you know, Thanksgiving, I saw that loss to Gonzaga. When I was there, we lost to Nevada, who was awful. We lost to them around Thanksgiving, and we turned around and ended up in the national championship game. And I remember when we thought we should have probably been a one seed, but we knew that Connecticut beat us so bad in the Big East championship that they were going to drop us to a two seed, and we ended up being a three seed. And they said that loss to Nevada was why we fell so far in, you know, the NCAA tournament rankings or whatever, which we all know the tournament's all whatever, just like Ohio State being number 5 in the college football playoff rankings yesterday. I mean, goodness gracious, where do they come up with this stuff? I don't know. But that being said, I mean, I have a lot of faith in our team. I think it's, you know, a lot of core pieces from what went to the Final Four last year, a lot of experience. And I think the coach is the kind of guy who, you know, like, he knows how long of a season it is. I'm comfortable. Again, top five matchup, though. I'm glad that at least we've got something.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared Stillman with us here, 939 The Ville, ESPN 680. Yeah, I mean, women's basketball, baseball, but we know that football and basketball.
Volleyball.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm going to these games.
That's a tough ticket, actually, because they're at LNN and they're not.
Yeah, I got
it young. Yeah.
So.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I'm not taking up anybody's tickets.
Well, but it'd be nice if they get that next round. They're playing at Yum Center because I heard Kelly, best from Kelly, on with Jody on the pregame last night. You know, saying now she kind of wishes they'd done that for the first round. But we'll have that chance if they advance from there. But you know, it's just I've never experienced anything like this. And in football, like you say, it seems like they get it together. And the loss to Kentucky, if it's just a standalone loss on Saturday. If they had won a couple recently, it wouldn't be as gut-wrenching, but it's like the same script, you know, just a little bit of a different score.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with what happened on Saturday against Kentucky, especially because I don't think Kentucky's very good. And so that was a tough pill to swallow, especially because had they won the Kentucky game, you know, you really could have sold this season. And I also feel like if they had played the Kentucky game at home, I think they probably would have won. Not that that matters. I mean, it's not like they can redraw the schedule. I think this team clearly played much better at home than they did on the road. Why? I don't know. But, I mean, the way they performed against Wake Forest or NC State, or, you know, even Florida State with how close it was at home compared to, you know, how they were in the games with Kentucky and Clemson, but they were never really there. You know, they were never really in striking distance to take the game in either the Kentucky or the Clemson game. You know, that was a little disappointing to me this season. I think that, you know, the big thing now, I think Satterfield saved his job. I think the key is, one, I think they're going to probably need to go to the transfer portal and get a quarterback. You know, they're going to need to get what I call, you know, like the franchise quarterback. He needs that. You know, and like Hendon Hooker at Tennessee is an example of a transfer portal franchise quarterback. Obviously, you're not going to get a Caleb Williams like USC did because the coach took Caleb Williams with him. But Joe Burrow from Ohio State to LSU, that's the kind of transfer portal. And neither Hendon Hooker nor Joe Burrow was Hendon Hooker or Joe Burrow when they entered the transfer portal. But that's what Scott Satterfield is going to need this upcoming season. And then, you know, they're going to need to kind of reshape the defense a little bit. But the defense got better throughout the course of the year, so I'm okay with the defense for the most part. But they're going to have to get a quarterback. They need a better quarterback than they've had the last couple of years. It feels like to me that's what this team is missing. And I know it's easy. It's like every team in the NFL. Well, duh, we'd like to have a quarterback. But that is what this team is missing. And this is where I think Scott Satterfield's job probably is on the line. You know, not immediately, but probably long term, is can he get that quarterback for next season? Because if he can't, I don't know if 7-5 next year is going to be good enough.
Yeah, I mean, you bring it up, Jared, that, you know, you know the Hendon Hooker thing. He actually almost came here. He was, you know, Brian Hudson, his center, is on our team. They were leaving Virginia Tech at the same time. He looked briefly at Louisville. I mean, it was one of those things where he was, like, seriously considering Louisville. Malik Cunningham was here, and he decided – and he wasn't, like you mentioned, the guy – that he was this year at Tennessee, but, you know, I think Hudson Card at Texas, he's already got a name to come to Louisville. He's hit the transfer portal yesterday. Cade McNamara from Michigan. Then there's Jeff Sims from Georgia Tech. There are some good bridges to Pierce Clarkson out there, and I definitely think that they are in the market for a guy like that for sure.
What I think they need to find is a quarterback who's mature and who's tough, you know, that can bring toughness to the entire team. You know, it's like I went to the Titans and the Bengals game on Sunday, and I realized that the Bengals are, you know, the Titans are 0-3 against Joe Burrow. And I've realized that the reason why is because Joe Burrow's toughness resonates to the entire team. The Titans beat all these teams by being tougher than they are. They're not better than any of these teams, but they're just tougher. They're more physical. They're more disciplined. They're all the things that, you know, everybody wants their team to be, and so they can win a lot of games because, you know, most of the teams are dumb or lazy or not very good. Well, they play Cincinnati, and they can't do it, and the reason is because Joe Burrow is tougher than they are. I mean,
yeah,
Joe
Burrow can
Joe
play.
Burrow
I never like my quarterback's top strength to be toughness. I like it to be skill. I like it to be control.
I want him to be tough, but I don't want that to be the first thing to talk about.
Joe Burrow's got skill now. But when I watch Joe Burrow out there, I see like John Elway. You know, I see Elway. Or, you know, a former college coach told me yesterday that he thinks that it's kind of like a mix between Elway and Montana. And that's what this team needs. It's like somebody that's got that cool confidence that can really take over the entire team and can really lead the team. And that's what they need. And, I mean, I'd love to have a quarterback that has a rocket cannon arm, but how many quarterbacks are five-star guys that have all the talent that never truly get it together in college football? Well, that happens more probably than it does with guys that are picked highly in the NFL. Louisville needs a quarterback. They don't need the best quarterback. They need a quarterback who can lead the entire operation, and they got to find it in the transfer portal.
Yeah, I think so. And there's probably a lot of schools saying that, frankly. And it is just going to be a race for the quarterbacks in the transfer portal. There's no question. So,
you know what's amazing, though, is how Spencer Rattler at South Carolina has figured it out. Like, that's the thing. I mean, last season, they said that Spencer Rattler was going to win the Heisman at Oklahoma, and he had all this NIL money, and he got benched midway through the season, and Lincoln Riley didn't want him when he went to USC. And then all of a sudden, you know, Spencer Rattler goes to South Carolina, and he's not any good there. And everyone's like, man, what a total bust this guy was. And then the last 2 weeks has smoked Tennessee and Clemson. And it's like, what happened to this guy?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, the turnaround. So then, meanwhile, at Clemson, they're saying, please, please take DJ Uiagalelei. Please.
I think he'll go in the portal too.
Oh, Jared, he'll definitely go in the portal. Yeah. He's going to be shoved into the portal. I think Clemson fans will carry him into
the
portal.
There are some good ones out there. And, you know, Kentucky's going to be in the market for a transfer quarterback. I mean, they have no choice. Louisville does have Pierce Clarkson coming in, but he's a true freshman. What can we really expect from him? And, you know, if you do want to have a successful season next year for Louisville football or have a chance at it, I do think you need another quarterback. So, and the same thing will go for UK as well.
I mean, unless Pierce Clarkson is John Elway, this team is probably, if they have a freshman quarterback, they're probably 6-6 next year. And I don't know if that's going to cut it with an 18-year-old quarterback.
All right. There's got to be brighter days ahead, Jerry. We appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, Jared Stonebull is here. When we come back over here at Triple Crown Dentistry, Louisville Dental Implants. You can look them up at 502 Implants. We will talk with Jeff Walls, women's basketball coach. They've got a big one tonight over there. RGB Home Theaters. I was supposed to text Kyle back last night about something today. So, yeah, they're what, you know, allows the great viewing experience. Watching the World Cup yesterday with that surround sound.
How about that?
That was good.
Can you ask him about the Sega Genesis cord that we have in the office and seeing if he's got something, a way to make it better?
He has modern equipment.
I know, but
tell the man what you need. I'm sure he can get it. All right. Send me a picture of what you need.
I'll figure it out.
Send you
a photo.
Yes. But whatever your needs are for your home theater, I don't know about a Sega Genesis cord from the mid-90s, but other than that, they can help you out over there at RGB Home Theaters. Red, green, blue. RGBHomeTheaters.com. That's the website to go to. You can look them up there and find out. You know what we've all found out over here? Red, green, blue. RGBHomeTheaters.com. And tell me who's talking about them right here.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, Triple Crown Dentistry, Louisville Dental Implants, where Mark Blankenbaker's got his appointment right after the show here. You got to get those teeth cleaned.
I'm excited about it. I'm, you know, we're going to get back on track here, and I encourage our listeners to make sure they're going to the dentist, too. And if you're looking for a dentist, Triple Crown Dentistry, they have the implant center like Diener's talked to you about, but it's also a regular dentist, and they perform a wide variety of services for your teeth.
They'll take care of you over here. Over here at and look them up online at 502implants.com. All right, we got a big one tonight at the KFC Yum Center. And Jeff Walls, women's basketball coach, kind enough to join us as they got a top five opponent. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
This team for you guys this year, you got some interesting results. You beat Texas, you lose to South Dakota State. We're trying to figure out I'm sure you're trying to figure out your team like the rest of us are.
Well, no, I mean, we've just got some pieces that are new, learning how we try and do things here, very talented. but have to understand that there's a huge bullseye on our back, and you're going to get everybody's best shot every night. And that's part of what the transfer portal is going to bring you year in and year out. We were just very fortunate with last year's team to have two that kind of understood it from the get-go. So we're going to be fine. It's just going to take a little bit longer than I think what some people might like. But, you know, we're sitting here. We are grinding it. We did get beat by a South Dakota State team and Gonzaga team, who are both very talented. You know, if you know women's basketball, those are always two of, quote, what they call the mid-majors that are winning their league. They're going to the NCAA tournament. They're getting to a second round, if not a Sweet 16. So we knew going in that we were going to have our hands full. It just wasn't going to be, you know, you show up and win. So yeah. I'm okay with where we are. I would like to see us continue to improve each night, and we're going to get a great opportunity to do that tonight against a very, very good Ohio State team.
And I know, you know, you guys have great support, but it that little bit extra on a big game goes a long way, I know.
Well, it sure does. We have been getting, you know, 8,000 to 9,000 for a game. I mean, our noon game on a Friday, on Black Friday, we had 8,000 for that, hoping to get, you know, between 12 or 14 tonight, which would be a great turnout for us. And you're going to see some really good basketball. You've got two teams that are talented, and it's going to be very competitive. Ohio State plays an exciting brand of basketball as well. They are going to press, and it's going to be a 94-foot game. They've got two kids that can flat out shoot the rock. And then they've got some nice size and strength inside. So it's going to be a good opportunity for us to see, you know, if we've gotten better over this past week and a half.
Yeah, and Coach Walls, everybody wants to know about the status of Haley Van Lith. And, you know, you held her out against Longwood for precautionary reasons, but will she be able to go tonight? And what's her health? How's that going for her?
Yeah, she's fine. She will be playing tonight. She practiced the past 2 days, looked good. Just one of those things, and I've got to give her a lot of credit for it, because we keep talking about making sure you take care of your body. You know, you can't always try and just push through everything depending on time and place, who we're playing. And she just tweaked a groin on Thursday in practice, and instead of fighting through it and possibly making it worse, you know, she went to our trainer, and we all agreed, hey, there's no sense. We're going to be fine on this Friday game. Let's take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to use that as rehab. Let's get her back. Then she practiced on Monday and Tuesday and looked really good and said she feels fine. So instead of having an injury that might last for a few weeks, you know, hopefully it's something that was just a 3-day thing, and now she's back feeling good, and we won't have to worry about that in the future.
Jeff Walls is here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. So now, you're texting me last night indicates you're now you're a parent of a player on a team, right? You had a B team game, or what was the big matchup last night?
We had a B team, Our Savior Lutheran versus KCD. Both teams were undefeated. I had to leave with my 7-year-old with about 2 minutes to go in the half to get her to dancing last night. It was 6-4 when I left, got home, and took a tough, I think it was a 24-17 loss, which both teams were undefeated going into
Man.
It. So we sat, broke down some film. She missed a few box outs, so we went outside in the thunderstorm and rain last night on the goal and worked on boxing out and did some sprints, which that's normal, is it not? I mean, that's what
sure, – that sounds reasonable. Sure, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, I just want you to know it's the same household that we came back from. You know, our trip in the Bahamas, we had some travel issues. We got in Tuesday morning at 6:30 in the morning, and we did have our kids at school at 8.
So now let me get this straight. So you started the game and then had to leave participating in the game to go to the dance?
No. She stayed the entire – my oldest.
Oh, okay.
Lola played the game. Luce, our seven-year-old, she had a little dance academy thing to go to. So Dad was in charge of that because Mom's the assistant coach.
Yeah,
on basketball.
Yeah. So now I think you should, you know, call the coach and complain about playing time and yell at officials and like a normal parent, right?
Right.
Hey, I'm that one. I promise you, there's nothing better. I sit up in the back and just cheer for my kid no matter what. I've been around too many AAU games, travel ball games, where, you know, parents can make it very interesting. So I've sworn I will never be one of those parents, and I'm going to live by that.
Jeff Walls with us here, coach, parent, all the above.
Carpooler.
Yeah, he's with us here. You can actually have a life as a head basketball coach. I didn't think that was possible.
Well, you know what? You just have to make it. I learned the hard way once. I'm divorced once, and a lot of it was from this job, spending 24/7 up here, you know, wanting to make sure you succeed, especially being my first head coaching job. It was like, I got to make sure we win, got to make sure you succeed. And sometimes you forget the most important thing, and that's family. And now I've realized you can be really good at both. You just have to make sure you prioritize and put your family first and, you know, really understand an extra 2 hours of film is not going to solve the world's problems, but it sure made my daughter feel good when Dad's at the game last night watching, and then I can take my other one to gymnastics. I mean, to dance, not gymnastics. I've been corrected 3 times on that already. To dance. And then while she's in there doing dance, I can make my recruiting calls for an hour.
Yeah. Man,
so you just got to make it work, and it's not easy, but nobody has an easy job.
When you say recruiting calls, do players want to call, or is it like everybody else, they just want to text?
Well, a lot of them like to text, but I'll tell you what's the popular thing now is FaceTiming. A lot of them like to FaceTime, which I'm fine with as a stutterer, someone that's, you know, obviously everyone knows that I stutter. It's much easier if I can see someone's face for me when I'm talking to them. I don't stutter as much, so I kind of like it. Being able to FaceTime, and kids are doing that a lot more now. So we'll FaceTime, and then you're sitting there. You are on the phone, you do make phone calls still, but we do send out a lot of text messages because kids really prefer that at times also.
Yeah, our household's getting ready with my 14-year-old to enter the Snapchat world.
Boy.
Yeah,
I don't like FaceTime at all.
Have that now. I have not gotten into Snapchat. I have not crossed that line. I'm not going to. I refuse to. So that's one thing I'm going to stay out of.
Yeah.
But it's really changing. I mean, recruiting in general with NIL, all of it, it's a whole new ball game, and that's for another show for about an hour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
NIL, how it's absolutely changing all of college athletics, and I'm not sure it's good or bad.
I mean, in the women's game though, is it the first question? Is it like the top two or three? Is it the number one thing?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, for your top 20 players, top 25 players, there's no question. Is there players right now before they bounced a ball in college and scored a point are getting between 75 and 100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
in women's basketball.
At U of L, I mean, Louisville's two probably biggest examples of NIL right now are women's athletes, you know, with Haley and then Alexa over on the volleyball side. Both of them are just cashing in. Probably number three is Malik Cunningham. But, like, it does seem like, you know, on the women's side, it's a big boon for a lot of women's athletes.
Well, you know, Haley came into it. You know, when you look at what she's done with NIL, a lot of it is on a national stage.
Right.
Adidas, Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, But unfortunately now, you know, she had her following everything before NIL even started. Mm-hmm. Well, now what's taking place is you've got incoming freshmen who, you know, you think they're going to be good. You hope they're going to be good. They haven't scored a point, that are basically getting between, if you're a top 15 player, it's between $75,000 and $100,000 right now in women's basketball.
Wow.
And now you've got to find who has that appetite to want to put that up. Who's a collective is going to be able to do that? I mean, from what I've been told, and I can't confirm it 100%, but the starting five players at Tennessee for women's basketball are all receiving over $100,000 from their collective.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. That's not too bad.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, with pretty all solid. Your expenses paid of room and board.
Right.
We aren't at that right now, and we aren't close to that. So, you know, it's changing recruiting because it's no longer you can just go out-recruit somebody. You know, the five trips that I took out to see Haley play in Wenatchee, Washington, then take a red-eye flight back, you fly to Seattle, you drive 2 hours over the range, you watch a game, you drive 2 hours back, you get on a red-eye flight, you're back for practice. That used to be one of the things that could separate you, that you're putting that time in, you're building that relationship. Well, now that's all fine and dandy. And then the next question is, well, I'm going to have the opportunity to possibly get $100,000 at school B. What can you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's great that you flew all that way and were up early and drove across the range. But what's the number?
Yeah. What's the number?
Yeah. That's. I mean, and that's what it's coming down to with your top 25, top 30 players. So it's really changing the game. It's really interesting. And now you've just got to figure out as coaches, you know, how do you pivot? How do you make it work? You know, you might not get a top 10 recruiting class each year, but now you've got to go out and do what we've done here and done pretty well in the past. You know, your kids, you know, your Monique Reed, your Antonita Slaughters, your Tia Gibbs, all those kids here in Louisville, that I can't say we're recruited all by top 10 programs, but they turned out to be top 10 players.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to continue to do here is, you know, be able to evaluate and find the ones that might not be the top 10, top 15 right now, but with work and development, you can get them there.
You know, it's interesting, and you know, like you say, we could do it in hours on this, but, you know, when all this NIL talk and people have talked about it, you know, I've always said it seems to me, I don't know that the Louisville donors that I know would be inclined to do NIL. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, and maybe they're being retrained, you know, to say, hey, this is how you do it. I mean, do you run into that? I mean, because just the people that I know that are donors are more into tickets, suites, club sections than giving a player an endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out here in the next few years. Forget 2 years. Because it's going to come down to, you know, trying to recruit kids. What are they all going to go after? What are they all going to want? And then, they sit there and I laugh because it's like, well, you can't tell them what they're going to make. Oh, I know. I mean, I'm not allowed, but others are, and others can. So when you're competing with somebody and they're going, well, they said I'm going to get between 75 and 100. You know, I can point out what some of our kids have made, but I can't guarantee that. So I do think you will see some kids transferring in the next year or two who don't get the money that they've been told they're going to get.
I think it's already happened on the football side, to be honest with you, Coach Walls.
I believe that.
I think I've, and, you know, and I'm a circle guy. I'm a 502 circle donor. I'm not a $10,000 a year guy or anything like that, but I'm contributing. I hope a lot of other people dive in for
stop being cheap.
thank you. Yeah. I got three kids, Coach Walls. Three kids.
Come on. Yeah. Stop. I don't want to hear about about it. Excuses.
Hey,
excuses.
Talk to Diener. He's at zero right now. I'm at least in.
That's good stuff. Well, interesting conversation. Let's not get lost. The big thing tonight, huge game, top five opponent down at the Yum Center, could use a good crowd.
Game tonight, it's a 7:30 tip, going to be a really, really good basketball game. Hope we can get a great crowd down there. Again, we have wonderful players. They're very talented, but on top of it, they're great people. I've just been blessed to be able to be surrounded by good quality players, their personalities, their character. Come on down and support them. I'll behave myself the best I can.
Don't lie.
We'll see if we can't pull out a win tonight.
Yeah, no need to lie about it. You know, you'll do your best to be you. So, all right, Coach. Well, great to hear from you, and best of luck tonight.
I sure appreciate it. And Glenn, get that checkbook out.
Yeah, you talk to my dad, and you know we'll do that. He'll have him match me. That's what we'll do.
Sounds good, buddy. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate it there, Jeff Walls. Yeah, I mean, that amount of money, and I would never have thought in the women's game would be there. I would not have thought that.
You know, and I think that a lot of the natural NIL is actually worth it for, like, companies like Adidas and Dick's Sporting Goods and JCPenney and people like that.
Yeah, that's somebody looking for return on investment. Most of it is just they're just paying them.
Right. And, in the men's side, you know, but Alexa Hendricks on the volleyball side, I mean, she's got endorsements left and right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so she's going to play Friday and Saturday down at the L&N Federal Credit Union Arena in the NCAA tournament. But on the men's side, like, what is, you know, like, Malik Cunningham, like, how does that help out Planet Fitness? Probably some, but, like, for the level
you see
that
Monty
they...
Montgomery wear his Triple Crown dentistry hat here on the sidelines, right?
I mean, you go.
You've seen that. Yeah.
We need our guys, like, wearing patches. You know, we need patches on the uniform.
It's like the jockeys
hat.
Like,
turn it into, like, a NASCAR.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, it's a different world. So, yeah, we are over here at Louisville Dental Implants. You can look them online, 502implants.com. This is where, again, I have had three dental implants. I'm done. That's three and done for me. But, look, sometimes you just have to get these things done, and this is the place for you to do it here. Again, 502implants.com is the website. It wasn't nearly as, you know for me as I thought, oh, it's going to take so long. Oh, it's going to hurt something. No, wasn't the case. So Louisville Dental Implants, that's the way to go. And look, it's going to be something you got to do. You got to take care of teeth. You get one chance with those teeth. Do it
one shot.
The right way. All right, we will continue along here on the other side. We'll get back to the calls if you want to. 267-9680, the number to do so. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. And, you know, we're going to be here. We got to do this. We got to figure out a way.
Some skiing.
Some skiing?
Maybe some ice skating or something. I don't know. We got to. What do you do in the winter?
We got to find something.